I find that I'm passionately
leaving.
So last week, while I was away, an event took place that embarrassed not only Keir Starmer, but many supposedly right-wing politicians too. Practically every Tory frontline MP, Reform, Rupert Lowe, sadly, also stepped on this rake as it was happening, which was, and in fact, even beyond Starmer and the political class, there were also various gobshites in the media, like Julia Hartley Brewer and most of the Talk TV lot, and many kind of right-wing journalists in the press who came out as well. And there were alternative media, social media influencers as well. Many, including Bo from the Lotus Eaters, I saw, did a video on this. I saw Paz did a video on it. I saw Tommy Robinson talking about it. I saw Jeff Taylor did a video on it. And all of them, every last one of them, was embarrassed by the fact that all that happened was that Aston Villa decided to ban a group of thugs, well-known thugs. And I said that at the time. The only other person who came out and said, look, you've all got this wrong, Maccabi Tel Aviv fans are thugs, and this is why they've been banned, was Aaron Bastani, fellow sensible centre-leftist, of course. He also pointed this out to the derision, to the howls of laughter of the baying, moronic mob. But we were right and they were wrong. And subsequently, they've all been embarrassed by the facts that have come out. Let me go through those facts, okay? I've written them down. First of all, Keir Starmer claimed that the ban was wrong, right? And that it was based on anti-Semitism. Well, recently, violent riots involving Maccabi Tel Aviv fans led to the cancellation of the Tel Aviv derby against another Tel Aviv club by the Israeli police. So now the Israeli police are anti-Semitic and wrong as well. Absolute nonsense, of course. They were violent. They're thugs. They're hooligans. Well known. So, of course, even in Tel Aviv itself, the match was cancelled due to thuggery. The West Midlands police itself had intelligence-based reports on past incidents involving this specific group of fans from Maccabi Tel Aviv, involving a clash that they had in Amsterdam in 2024. And the police said that, look, we acted based on the intelligence we had. We would do this regardless of who the fans were. They're known troublemakers, the police said. Starmer vowed to do everything in his power to overturn it. Okay, undermining the independent decision-making of the police, I should add. Making a political intervention on behalf of football hooligans cheered on by the moronic slop right, Starmer, okay? Who didn't stop once to question, hold on a second, chief, on this one, why are we all on the same side of the hate as the hated Keir Starmer, who we, on every other day of the week, we depict as an Arab in our messaging? How comes we're all on the same side on this one, chief? Not one of them stopped to ask that question. And of course, it turned out that, despite all of this, Maccabi Tel Aviv itself said that owing to the behaviour of its own fans, they weren't going to issue tickets to the Aston Villa game. Embarrassing Starmer, embarrassing every single one of these sycophantic, paid-off Zio shills in our media, in our political class, who came out and defended a group of fucking thugs. Who else? What else happened in this? Members of the British Jewish community came out, pictured here, right, for posterity, and also said, look, these fans that you're all getting behind, you're all jumping the gun. You've all been tricked into getting behind a group of known troublemakers, and they're making you look like fools, said the British Jewish community. They were right too. Sensible, centred British Jewish community. So, what's the lesson here? What's the lesson? Don't jump the gun. Wait until the facts are in. Don't unquestioningly support foreign football thugs before you have the facts. Isn't that right, Keir Starmer? Isn't that right, Rupert Lowe? Isn't that right, all of Reform, every single Tory, Paz, Tommy Robinson, the lot of them, Julia Hartley Brewer? What the hell is wrong with you all? Sooner or later, somebody's going to ask, why was it that the entire political class, apart from me and Aaron Bastani, came out in defence of these thugs? You wouldn't do it if it was Millwall fans. You wouldn't do it if it were Newcastle fans, or England fans, or Turkish fans. So why do you do it for this group of hooligans? That's my question. Nonsense. Absolute slop and nonsense yet again. And on this occasion, they were all caught on the hop. Didn't see any one of them, by the way, put out a retraction or correct the story. Yet another example of where the modern British right is just caught with their pants down. Unlike sensible leftists who saw this issue for what it was from the off. Guardian got it right. I got it right. Bastani got it right. All of these clowns got it wrong. Got to ask yourself why. All right, pick up my new book, Applied Elite Theory. I'll put it there. If you want more analysis of politics and power from a value-free, neutral position. And I'll catch you next time.
If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.